So finally, let me give you a tool you can use to create your own business innovations. We actually have 12 innovation formulas that allow us to easily and scientifically find needs and desires in any industry or marketplace, and then create unique innovations to fill those needs and desires that can be easily implemented by our clients. Some are more advanced than others, but in every case, a true and exclusive business innovation is developed so that our clients distinguish themselves in the marketplace. For the sake of time, I can only share one of these innovation formulas with you. This one is called the Ultimate Solution. And it's remarkably simple, yet powerful. Here's all you need to do. Write down on a piece of paper a negative situation that your customers could or would have when doing business with someone in your industry. Let's say you're a doctor. Write down the negative experiences that people have with doctors. Now, there are a lot of them. They can be problems related to fear, or pain, or cost, or problems with insurance payments, or problems with just waiting too long, or whatever. Just write down the potential negative experiences. Then ask yourself this killer question. If your customers had the power to change anything in your business to solve this problem, what would they do to alleviate the problem? In other words, what would the ultimate business do to ensure that this problem never existed? What is the ultimate solution? Brainstorm answers to this question with everybody in your business. Maybe even invite some of your customers to join with you. Just let it rip. Write everything down on paper or on a whiteboard. Don't exclude any ideas just because they're not practical. In fact, if at least 50% of your ideas are not impractical, then you'll never innovate anything significant. For the sake of this audio program, I'll use a ridiculous example so that you can get to understand the methodology here. But in the real world, I expect you to come up with some better innovations than these. Let's innovate the doctor experience really quick in regards to the waiting experience. The problem here is that people have an appointment and they show up on time, but then they have to wait 15 minutes to an hour or more before they're seen. So here are some innovative ideas. How about a guarantee that if you're not seen within 5 minutes of your scheduled appointment, that you get a free prescription? Or how about getting a free neck massage while you wait for your appointment? Hey, if my doctor had someone giving me a neck massage while I was waiting for my appointment, I'd actually look forward to each appointment and get there early. I'd also brag about my cool doctor to everyone I know. Or how about this? 50 different magazines in the waiting area within all categories and all current issues. How about a library of books? How about free Wi-Fi for your laptop or smartphone? Computer workstations with phones? Or how about instead of a waiting room, have a home theater set up that's playing IMAX documentaries all day? Or at least have leather recliners and snacks and drinks for free? How about beds for those who really need to lie down? Or how about video games or video simulators? How about a live band? Okay, well, maybe that's too much, but hey, maybe it's not. If at least half of your ideas aren't crazy or impractical, you'll never come up with anything good. So just let it rip. But remember, your end goal in mind is to ensure that the business innovation that you come up with builds your customers' confidence in your ability to provide them with the goods and services that they want or need. So here's the final point I want to make about innovation. Innovation is not just a business function. It's actually a core part of your marketing program. Simply put, if you want to dominate your sector of the market, you must be innovative. You can't expect to win the lion's share of the marketplace by being just like everybody else. Furthermore, you can't be different for the sake of being different. Your innovation must address real and legitimate wants or needs of your target market.